Welcome to COTR Tardy Takes, a Patreon bonus show that gives quick looks into individual cards. I'm your host, Bard Lee, and with me is Shellen. In each episode, we'll take a look at a single card, and one of us will present a positive aspect about the card, while the other provides a contrarian take on the card. Any aspect of the card is open to discussion, like art, stats, or personal experiences playing this card, so don't always expect top-notch analysis. Today's card is going to be Escort from Aetheros from the Rohan starter. I am providing the negative side. Shellen is providing the positive side. The randomizer determined that I'm going first, but before I can go, Shellen has to read you what this card does.
Okay, so Escort from Aetheros is a 2-cost spirit ally with a stat line of 2 willpower, 0 attack, 0 defense, and 1 hit point. It is Rohan traded with the text. While committed to a quest, Escort from Aetheros gets plus 2 willpower. Forced. After resolving a quest to which Escort from Aetheros was committed, discard Escort from Aetheros from play. All right, so I think I might know what's coming here, Bard Lee, but hit me with the downside for this one.
Okay, so we've mentioned a few times this funny unreleased Rohan hot take that I modeled after Stephen A. This card is actually the inspiration for it, because this is my most cited card for why I don't like Rohan, and it's really just all about the very bad efficiency of this card. In that argument, I often tell people, okay, so for 2 resources, for 1 turn, you get 4 willpower. But on the next turn, you get 0 willpower out of him because he's gone. I always tell people, that's why this archetype doesn't work, because this guy doesn't stick around to provide you like the drip of an ally stats over time. I often say, just play a different 2-cost spirit ally that, even if the text does nothing, would be better, because they would just stick around. Because the math I always tell people is, in one turn you get 4, in 2 turns you get 4 again, in 3 turns you get 4 again, let's say you played 1 each turn, but then in turn 4 you get 0. Whereas like even Westworld Traveler, who's a Rohan 2-cost spirit ally with 2 willpower, on the first turn, yeah, you only get 2, that's, you're breaking less. Turn 2, you now are getting 4. Turn 3, you're getting 6. And then from the rest of the game, you're getting 6 if you played all 3 of them. And you're actually going to win because you have 6 consistently for the rest of the game. This guy's just efficiency is really bad because he has to go away. So even though you get the 4, the math of playing this guy versus playing other 2-cost spirit allies with 2 willpower, he just stinks. And like I said, this guy is my most cited one for why I don't like the old Rohan that's trait in like the first cycle. It was very, very poor efficiency, because 4 for 1 turn is nice, but the game doesn't last 3 turns. It lasts longer than 3 turns, and he's just not going to get the job done for you.
Yeah, I agree. There were some very niche cases in that first cycle where you kind of liked it, you know, if you needed a big questing push or the hide test or the whatever the fine golem tests were called. But you're right.
He's good at that, yeah.
Yeah, it was tough. I think the one kind of silver lining to this card that I like and I'm focusing in on for my positive is that it actually did get a bit more playable throughout the years with some additions to Rohan. I think there are some cards that were just kind of unredeemable for Rohan or got worse as they got power crept out of the card pool. This one, you know, once Spirit Théoden came out in the Saga boxes, all of a sudden only cost 1 for that 4 willpower boost. Yes, it's not strictly 1 because you're using up Théoden's discount on it when you could have used it on something else, but assuming nothing else in your hand that you wanted to play, 1 for 4 willpower even on 1 turn is quite good. You know, I think I would play a 1-cost event that boosted my hero's willpower by 4 occasionally. So this works halfway okay for that. And then with gambling also to be able to pull some of these back right away, and Lethuriel coming out this last cycle if you paired her with Éomer, you know, you could drop this character into play for free. You know, you questing with Lethuriel for 3, you throw this out of your hand, it's questing for 4 for no cost to you. When it discards itself, you can save it with gambling if you wanted to, or you could just draw your card with Horn of the Mark. I think it actually does have a place in that deck now. There are still better options probably out there, but I think this finds its way into that 50-card deck occasionally just because it's a 3-4 willpower drop on a turn for you. And, you know, I've kind of shied away from doing too much discussion of a long extended party here on this podcast, and I won't go into our little fan-created community project to create
this
more
is
content
like,
for the game too much. But
screen assists on the low post. Bad topic. No, go ahead.
Yeah, it's just one of those things that, like, you know, with those Rohan cards, this actually becomes kind of a staple at that point also. Again, not going to go too much in there on that one because that's a little self-serving on my end. But I do think that, you know, as the game progressed, it became not terrible to have in your deck at the very least, and in some cases, quite good.
Yeah, actually, you mentioned Santa Thaden. I did play him in, like, sailing quests because you just need bodies. So one cost body. I don't care about his discard thing or whatever. It wasn't actually too bad because then you could be like, okay, the turn where I actually need to make a push, I'll use him, and otherwise I'll just sail with him. I thought he was, from a, like, I'm not playing a weird janky deck standpoint, I was like, actually, that's not that bad because I'm just like, you need cheap bodies to sail. If people aren't familiar how that works.
Yeah. It looks like he'd be very good at sailing.
Yeah, on that horse. I guess, like, you could use the horse to, like, turn the anchor or something, I suppose. But, not very thematic for that. But he was, like, decent in terms of just trying to do something. But, yeah, I'm just not a huge fan of him in terms of if you're not playing some sort of, like, very hyper-specific deck, he's just...
Yeah. Yep, you gotta have a plan. You gotta have Theoden or Litherial, I think, to really want him.
Yeah, otherwise you're better off just playing any old 2-cost 2-willpower ally because they just stick around and over time you'll have a better board. So that was a tough one for you, Shellen. People have to decide if your argument was better than mine by voting on Patreon, and then we'll just see people on the next episode then.